The Institute of Economic Affairs has noted an improvement in the management of the oil and gas sector of the country. At the launch of the 2012 report put out at a round table in Accra, the Institute cited the Ghana Petroleum Fund as an area which recorded the greatest improvement. A senior research fellow of the Institute, Professor Asafo Eje, who presented the report, however, said one area of major concern is the lack of information on audited reports of the Ghana Petroleum Fund. Yvonne Atilego and Eric Agboke have filed this report.
The Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, initiated the Petroleum Transparency and Accountability P-Track Index project in 2011 to track progress in the governance of the oil and gas sector. The index is based on four aspects of the oil and gas value chain, which include revenue and expenditure transparency, contract transparency, and management of the Ghana Petroleum Fund. Launching the project, Professor Asafo Eje said, though a lot of progress were made in all four priority areas, there is still room for improvement. He speaks on what needs to be done.
In terms of the Ghana Petroleum Fund, we find that there's been a big improvement. Overall score is 72%, and that has gone up to 44%. For revenue transparency, we've observed that there has been progress. The improvements came in terms of the frequency of the reports and the availability of the report. So this year we found a lot more information than 2 years ago. For expenditure transparency, we observed only a slight improvement from the previous year. So that's one area where there hasn't been much change. And to enhance transparency, we advocate the provision of more information on how the ABFA is spent, besides what's provided in the budget. On contract transparency, we saw some improvement with the establishment of the Petroleum Commission that we consider to be a big improvement.
Professor Asafo Eje also made some recommendations as stipulated in the report. Key among them is the need for speedy passage of some bills. These include the Ghana Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative Bill, the Right to Information Bill, the Petroleum and Production Bill, the Local Content and Local Participation Bill, and the Marine Pollution Bill. This is said will further enhance transparency and accountability in the oil and gas sector and also other extractive industries.
We advocate speedy passage of the Budget Act as well, because we believe that that will really enhance Parliament's ability to conduct a comprehensive analysis of the budget. Passing the Budget Act, I think, will give more teeth. We recommend a more inclusive process of selecting projects for funding under the ABFA. The PRMA is due to be reviewed shortly, and we believe that we need to involve a lot more people in the process, and we need to also have them involved in identifying specific projects for funding, which will have maximum impact on development. We believe that in the award of contracts and licenses, we think it's desirable to have a more open and transparent process. It's quite understandable that as a new oil producer, the government will negotiate in private, but in the interest of transparency, a more open competitive process, I think, will have maximum benefits to the country. There's a need for the Auditor General to publish the audited reports, especially on the Ghana Petroleum Fund. We advocate that the oversight bodies, such as the parliamentary committees, the PSC, the Select Committee on Minerals and Energy, and the PIAC, must be adequately resourced to enable them function more effectively in their respective fields.
You had a senior research fellow at the Institute of Economic Affairs, Professor Asafo Eje, ending that report by Yvonne Atilego and Eric Agboke.